The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's Vision News is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, the NCRS Summer Newsletter. Happy summer, North Carolina Reading Service. Summertime is always the best of what might be. A quote by Charles Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. Thank you. NCRS would like to thank the following sponsors for their support of our 2023 New Visions Gala. Platinum, Orchid Group at Morgan Stanley. Gold, Seniors Health Insurance Information Program, S-H-I-I-P. Silver, Down East Radio Reading Service, D-E-R-R-S. And Raleigh, Downtown Lions Club. Bronze, Durham Lions Club and Imagine Foundation. Copper, Garner Lions Club, G. Suggs Insurance, Springmore Life Care Retirement Community, and Thomas and Kate Fonville. NCRS Board of Directors, Greg Suds, President, Iris Green, Vice President, Sharon Benton, Secretary, Jim Cronin, Treasurer, Daryl Gordon, Lori Graves, Brandon Hare, Craig Hayward, Kim Otten, Robert Parrish, Patricia Sykes. Past President, George Douglas. Co-founders, Ben Eason, deceased, Dr. Ed Funkhauser. Contact NCRS staff, May Tran, Executive Director, email may at ncreadingservice.org. Missy Hollander, Production and Volunteer Manager, missy at ncreadingservice.org. Liz Elliott, Development Coordinator, liz at ncreadingservice.org. Please save the date for the 2023 New Visions Gala, benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, September 15, 2023, Hilton Raleigh North Hills, 3415 Wake Forest Road, Raleigh, 6:30 to 9:30, cocktails, dinner, and a program. Email www.ncreadingservice.org. That's not an email, that's the website. Please join us on Friday, September 15th, 2023, at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills for the 2023 New Visions Gala as we celebrate 40 years of serving people who are blind and print impaired. Our annual fundraiser will include a cocktail hour, a New Visions showcase demonstrating the latest assistive technology for people who are blind and print impaired, dinner, dessert in the dark, silent auction, and special guest speaker Ann Brennan. Your ticket purchase will help NCRS reach our goal of raising $50,000, ensuring we can continue providing quality programming throughout North Carolina for our blind and print impaired listeners. Tickets are $125 each and can be purchased online with Visa or MasterCard at the hot link. To purchase by check, please mail checks payable to North Carolina Reading Service, 211 East Six Forks Road, Suite 103, Raleigh, NC 27609. For more information, please visit our website or call 919-832-5138. We look forward to seeing you at the gala. Spectrum News 1 broadcasts a story on NCRS volunteers. On Friday, June 2nd, reporter Kylie Panetta from Spectrum News 1 stopped by NCRS to interview longtime volunteers Tom Becker and Karen Edwards for their Everyday Hero series. This series spotlights people doing impactful work in our community. Click at the hot link to see the interview with our wonderful Friday morning volunteers. Garner Lions Club welcomes NCRS. On June 5th, Liz Elliott, NCRS Development Coordinator, spoke to the Garner Lions Club about the services offered by NCRS. Liz's husband, Mike Elliott, an NCRS volunteer reader, also spoke about his experience growing up with a visual impairment. Many thanks to Bill McClure for coordinating this speaking opportunity between NCRS and the Garner Lions Club. Tech tips and reminders. We would love to promote our pre-recorded programs. Please email Liz at ncreadingservice.org with the name of your program, when it airs, and the topic for that particular program, and we'll post it on our Facebook page and use it in support of prospective funders. To avoid copier jams, please make sure if you leave any articles to be recycled by the copier that all paper clips and staples are removed, etc. From Susan McLean, DRNC, email communications at Disability Rights, North Carolina. Celebrate Disability Pride Month. Take our survey, meet our interns, and more. July 2023. Celebrate Disability Pride Month, etc. To July is Disability Pride Month. July is Disability Pride Month, and July 26 marks the 33rd anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Disability Pride Month is dedicated to raising visibility and acceptance of people with disabilities. It is an opportunity for disabled people and their allies to come together to celebrate and work toward a more just society where everyone can thrive. Join DRNC Saturday, July 29th in Durham, at the Triangle's first Disability Pride Parade. I'm sorry that event passed. Take our survey. Every year, DRNC asks the disability community and other stakeholders to tell us about legal issues that are important to people with disabilities. Your feedback helps make informed decisions about our work. Between July 12 and August 26, DRNC is asking for your input on the goals that are most important to people in the disability community. Please complete our survey at the hot link and share it far and wide. We hope to hear from people with every kind of disability and in all 100 NC counties. Conference video. Thank you to our sponsors, exhibitors, and attendees who made Disability Rights NC's annual conference so inspiring and educational. DRNC's conference in Raleigh on Tuesday, May 2, 2023, focused on how we can be stronger together to advance disability justice in our state. The annual event brings together people with disabilities, family members, policymakers, and other professionals in the field to share, learn, and create opportunities for change. Watch the video recap below and find materials from the event at the hot link. Mark your calendars for our 2024 conference, scheduled for May 1, 2024, at the McKimmon Center in Raleigh. Summer 2023 Law Interns. Disability Rights North Carolina is excited to welcome our 2023 summer intern class. The interns are working with our criminal legal system, housing and Medicaid, community access, litigation, client assistance services and engagement, policy and voting rights, and education teams on a range of issues and projects that will give them valuable experience in litigation, advocacy, public policy, and client services. We are happy they decided to work with DRNC this summer. Learn more at the hot link. Courtney Cooks, CourtneiCooks, is a rising 2L at North Carolina Central University School of Law and is very excited to be working at Disability Rights NC for the summer on the policy team. Sonia Glauber, SanyaGlauber, currently attends Elon University of School of Law and just finished her 1L year. Sonia is looking forward to the valuable experience and connections that DRNC has to offer and will be on the housing, Medicaid, and criminal justice teams. Elizabeth Gonzalez attends Campbell University Law School, where she is a rising 2L. I am excited to start this internship and learn as much as I can this summer here at DRNC on the client assistance services and engagement and community access teams. Tylea Stanley, TYLEEAH STANLEY, is the summer law intern for the Policy and Voter Rights team. Currently a rising 2L at Elon University School of Law in Greensboro, she is excited to join the DRNC and looks forward to this summer working with you all. Celia Williams, CLEEA Williams, I am a rising 3L at North Carolina Central University, and I look forward to pursuing my dream of being an advocate for those who need help. I will be working on the education and litigation teams this summer at DRNC. There are hot links for each intern to learn more about their history. TriangleSings.org posted, "Join the Choral Society of Durham for our Summer Sing, Monday, August 7th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Mount Bethel Presbyterian Church, 3541 Rose of Sharon Road, Durham." Choral Society of Durham Summer Sing. Spend an evening singing beautiful choral music, including jazz, seasonal music, and several movements of Carmina Burana. Learn more about how to audition and sing with the Choral Society of Durham at the Hotlink. Experience being part of a choir with a passion for singing great music under the direction of celebrated conductor Rodney Wynkoop, W-Y-N-K-O-O-P. Get the scoop on plans for our 2023-24 season. Enjoy refreshments after we sing. There are hot buttons to add to your Google Calendar or your iCalendar Outlook export. Contact Dr. Bill Adams, email info@trianglesings.org. Triangle Sings is a regional vocal and choral music website for the Triangle and Triad areas of North Carolina. The website purpose is to support, unify, and promote singing by helping people discover performances, get active in singing, and stay in touch. You are invited to support Triangle Sings by promoting your event, audition, or business. We offer site advertising, newsletter features, job postings, and an ensemble directory. Promote your event today. Contact information for the Choral Society of Durham, phone 919-560-2733, email office@choral-society.org, website http://choral-society.org/. From blindabilities.com, a podcast service, Carrie on Accessibility, meet YouTube creative Carrie Morales. Podcast summary. Carrie Morales is a YouTube creative with video content covering all things accessible tech, iPhones, Androids, book readers, and nearly everything else out there. You will also find topics covering living with blindness and the accessibility field as well. Carrie joins Jeff in the Blind Abilities studio to cover topics on how and why Carrie started her YouTube channel, Carrie on Accessibility. Listen in as Carrie gives advice on learning accessible tools and Braille and how accessibility testing is doing to help the community. You can subscribe to the Carrie on Accessibility YouTube channel and follow Carrie on all of her socials at Carrie on Accessibility and at Carrie on A11Y on Twitter. You can also check out the CNC, that's ampersand, Insights podcasts on blind abilities. Thanks for listening. Contact, you can follow us on Twitter at Blind Abilities, on the web at www.blindabilities.com. Send us an email and give us a call at 612-367-6093. We would love to hear from you. Get the free Blind Abilities app on the App Store and Google Play Store. Give us a call and leave us some feedback at 612-367-6093. We would love to hear from you. Check out the Blind Abilities community on Facebook, the Blind Abilities page, and the career resources for the blind and visually impaired. In the field of self-driving technology, everybody's heard about Tesla and Elon Musk. I thought you might like to learn about 28-year-old self-made billionaire started his self-driving car company in his parents' garage. Now he's worth $1.6 billion. Posted on CNBC.com. When Austin Russell was a 17-year-old high school student, he founded Luminar Technologies, which makes laser sensors that can help self-driving cars detect nearby objects. I started off at a very early age, always wanting to know the hows and whys of how to build and create things, Russell tells CNBC Make It. When I was in my early teens, I converted my parents' garage into an optics and electronics lab. I saw opportunities to be able to build new kinds of optical systems from the ground up. Now 28, Russell is the world's youngest self-made billionaire, according to Forbes, as Luminar competes with major companies like Tesla and Alphabet's Waymo. Russell has an estimated net worth of $1.6 billion, and his Orlando, Florida-based tech startup, which went public in 2020, currently has a market cap of $2.59 billion. Luminar reported $40.7 million in 2022 revenue and has partnerships with companies like Mercedes-Benz and Volvo. The company didn't really get off the ground until after Russell dropped out of Stanford University in 2012 at age 18. He applied for and won a Thiel Fellowship, T-H-I-E-L, which pays students $100,000 to focus on their startups full-time. Even without the fellowship, Russell says he would have still left school to build Luminar. It was going to happen anyway. But self-driving cars aren't exactly commonplace on American roads, meaning Russell and Luminar have a lot of work ahead of them, despite their lofty valuations. Here's how Luminar's technology works, how it differs from Tesla's self-driving tech, and what improvements still need to be made before fully autonomous vehicles can dominate public roads. How Luminar's lasers for self-driving cars work. Luminar uses laser-powered LiDAR technology, which stands for light detection and ranging, to generate a 3D map of a car's surroundings in real time. Once a car can detect nearby objects, it can theoretically avoid hitting them. It sends out laser pulses, and we're able to do this millions of times to be able to successfully measure exactly how far away everything is, down to centimeter-level precision, Russell says. The technology is meant to help cars automatically brake in front of unexpected pedestrians or safely avoid other vehicles drifting into their lanes, not to replace drivers altogether, says Russell. Car crashes may be impossible to permanently eradicate, but if applied appropriately, the tech can still save lives, he adds. How it differs from Tesla's approach. Elon Musk's Tesla also seeks to popularize self-driving cars, and Musk's approach to the technology is entirely different. Among all the companies striving to make autonomous driving safe, Tesla alone uses vision-only technology, says author and artificial intelligence expert Mario Herriger, H-E-R-G-E-R. Specifically, that means using only cameras, Herger says, namely 8 cameras. The cameras map a car's environment at up to 250 meters of range, helping it autonomously switch lanes or find you in a parking lot, according to Tesla's website. Tesla's autopilot features have contributed to 736 U.S. crashes, at least 17 fatal accidents, and 5 serious injuries since 2019, The Washington Post reported last month. Tesla didn't immediately respond to CNBC's Make It's request for comment. LiDAR could potentially change that, Russell says. Cameras can be helpful for certain use cases, but LiDAR is a huge step forward. It's a true 3D perception of the world as opposed to a 2D perception where you're trying to be able to guess where things are, he says, adding when it comes to safety and autonomy, it's all about that last 1% of all the different things that can happen. Getting something 99% accurate is not nearly good enough for cars. Why autonomous vehicles still face a steep challenge ahead. The lack of self-driving cars on most roads could indicate that nobody's quite achieved 100% accuracy yet. The tech needs to improve in 2 areas, says Herger, collaboration and affordability. Autonomous vehicles will be safer once cameras, lasers, and sensors can all be combined together, he says. Using multiple technologies simultaneously and creating algorithms that process information faster could reduce car crashes, whether by human error or vehicle caused. There may be situations where you need another sensor because the cameras can't see through a light, or they can't look through fog, Herger says. If the LiDAR says there's an object right there when you can't see it, could it be wrong? Is it not functioning? But safety may not matter if nobody can afford to buy the car. Tesla's full self-driving beta costs upwards of $15,000. LiDAR technology can cost tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop and manufacture, Russell says. Luminar's sensors currently cost between $500 and $1,000 a piece, Russell adds. With mass production, he hopes to reduce those prices to as low as $100 per sensor, reportedly. When you commit to doing something, you have no option but to be able to get it to work out, he says. Failure is not an option, and I know it certainly won't ever be for Luminar. Take your business to the next level. Register for CNBC's free Small Business Playbook virtual event August 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to learn from premier experts and entrepreneurs how you can beat inflation, hire top talent, and get access to capital. Posted on Gluco News Live by Jill Peterson on July 27th, 2023. That's Gluco, G-L-U-C-O, news, dot, L-I-V-E. Best smartwatches for diabetics, review and buying guide. Smartwatches can be a great tool to help people living with diabetes keep a healthy lifestyle, but there are so many to choose from. This can make it difficult to know which smartwatches are better for managing diabetes. These devices can help you manage your diet, heart rate, calorie intake, and even lower your blood glucose. Becoming aware of these measures can help those with diabetes manage their blood glucose level. We can make your choice a little easier by listing the best smartwatches for diabetes below. We've done a lot of research to narrow down our list and have answered some common questions about smartwatches for diabetics. Our buying guide is also full of information about what people living with diabetes should look for in smartwatches. Let's review. Fitbit Sense Advanced. Fitbit is known for its high-performing fitness watches, and the Fitbit Sense is no exception. Fitbit Sense can link with third-party CGMs to display blood glucose data. You can choose from a variety of watch faces that display blood sugar levels and trends over time. The Fitbit Sense lets you print a PDF of your well-being statistics to show your doctor. The software is simple and fast, while the watch itself can last for 6 days without charging. You can use Fitbit Sense to set and track diet plans, as well as calories burned. It also has a few sports profiles that let you track your training, along with a GPS that can give you more information about your outdoor activities. Pros? Connects with third-party CGMs, displays blood glucose levels and trends. Fairly accurate ECG app, accurately measures heart rate and rhythm. Simple, sleek design, suitable for a range of styles and professions. Cons, doesn't link with many third-party apps. Pricing, $229 on Amazon. Apple Watch Series 7. Apple has a lot of apps that can help people living with diabetes manage their condition, like SugarSense, Grab Manager, and Diabetes Tracker. More importantly, you can link the watch with a Dexcom CGM to view your blood sugar data as long as your watch is connected to your iPhone. The Apple Series 7 also manages important health issues such as blood oxygen, heart rate, and oxygen consumption during exercise. Its ECG is very accurate and will notify you of any heart rate irregularities. High stress and poor sleep can negatively affect those with diabetes, but the Series 7 comes with stress reduction exercises and sleep tracking features. The Series 7 also has 18 hours of battery life, but charges fully in just 2.5 hours. 32 gigabytes of storage will let you store lots of apps, songs, and even videos, which you can now view on your smartwatch. Pros? Connects to Dexcom CGM, lets you view your blood sugar data on your wrist. 32 gigabytes of storage, lots of memory to store songs, apps, and videos. Large, durable display. Screen is easy to read and resists damage well. Cons, can only connect to Dexcom if you have an iPhone. Battery life isn't that long. Pricing, $338 on Amazon. Samsung Galaxy Watch 5. The Samsung Galaxy 5 is made to last with a sapphire crystal glass face. This smartwatch lets you see your Dexcom blood sugar readings and trends over time. The Galaxy 5 also has many watch faces to choose from and includes features such as sleep coaching and the bioelectrical impedance analysis sensor, BIA, that read your body fat, skeletal muscle, body water, and basal metabolic rate. The watch will automatically detect many popular activities like running and swimming and use its GPS feature to track outdoor sports. The Galaxy 5 also offers features enhanced GPS with voice navigation right on your wrist. Pros, enhanced body composition analysis, including body mass and metabolic rate. Can be paired with Dexcom, displays blood glucose data and trends. Advanced sleep coaching. Cons. Some features are exclusive to the Samsung ecosystem. Pricing, $178 on Amazon. The Suga Pro. The SUGA Pro smartwatch is ideal for those pursuing a healthy lifestyle and looking to control their blood glucose levels in the next 2 to 4 weeks. It is able to monitor your blood sugar levels accurately and tracks various health metrics. This model is specifically designed for people with diabetes. This model does not work with Dexcom as it is designed to work exclusively with its own app. You can manage your blood glucose, energy intake, heart rate, blood oxygen, sleep satisfaction, satisfaction and take the diabetes treatment. The watch can also track sports modes and exercise levels. Pros: painlessly monitor blood sugar levels. Laser therapy treatment helps reduce blood sugar levels naturally. Private app, iOS and Android, displays blood glucose data and trends. Most affordable out of the four. Cons: some features are exclusive to its ecosystem. Battery life isn't that long. It's kind of a startup product, less than 2 years old. Pricing: $139 on Wolf Notch, WOLFNOTCH. Buying guide: can smartwatches reliably show health data? Smartwatches can display your blood glucose levels, but they need to be linked with a CGM system to acquire blood glucose information and are as accurate and reliable as the CGM you use. Additionally, a smartwatch's accuracy will vary with the watch's location and the user's wrist steadiness. Any movement can affect the measuring process and may deliver inaccurate results. No or less pricking fingers. One of the drawbacks of living with diabetes is finger pricking to measure blood glucose levels. Finger pricking can be painful and may be disturbing for those that don't like seeing blood. Smartwatches can be linked with non-invasive glucose detection technology. This lets people living with diabetes monitor their blood glucose without needing to prick their fingers. Smartwatches allow you to check your blood glucose levels many times throughout the day, whether you're at home, traveling, or exercising. Reads blood sugar levels quickly and discreetly. Traditional blood glucose detection methods can take time to carry out. Smartwatches linked with CGMs allow people living with diabetes to check their blood sugar quickly and efficiently just by glancing at their wrist. This can be very convenient in meetings, social gatherings, and other places where you may prefer to check your blood sugar discreetly. It is also very practical when exercising, driving, or doing anything else where you don't want to stop to check your blood sugar on your phone or with a finger stick. More socially acceptable than checking smartphone. Diabetes patients may be able to check their blood sugar through their smartphones, but there are many instances where checking your phone isn't acceptable. The patient may be driving their car, in a meeting, or if younger, maybe in school. Checking your phone isn't very discreet and may result in penalties when on the road or during class. Smartwatches can deliver a notification without playing sounds on the user's phone. Some offer a vibrate option that won't be noticed by others in the same environment. The wearer simply has to glance at their wrist to keep an eye on the numbers without looking disrespectful of their surroundings. Smartwatches also allow the patient to check their blood glucose without being distracted by other smartphone apps. This is ideal for those that want to improve their productivity, as they can use their smartwatch to check their blood sugar while working. All right, what smartwatch should I purchase? Below is our quick comparison out of the four best smartwatches on the market. Apparently, the Suga Pro smartwatch appears to be ahead of the competition. As a newer player in the market, they have leveraged technology to become a top contender in the diabetes industry. While they may have fewer customer reviews than other brands, I believe it's worth giving the Suga Pro smartwatch a chance. Suga Pro smartwatch, the game changer. Here's an interview with a Suga Pro user. Mr. Donald shared, "When I first heard about the Suga Pro smartwatch and its painless blood sugar monitoring, I have to admit I was skeptical. I've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Thank you for listening. Call 919-